Welcome back, guys, to episode number 63 of the Sweet Science Podcast with your boy Fat Mouse. Who else you got in here?
I'm Cash with a K and not a C.
It's good to see you, my friend.
You too, brother.
Why, thank you very much indeed, sir. Guys, we're going to go straight into it. UFC 286, because it was a banger. Not only was it a banger, it was on our ground. It was on our soil, on our turf. London Arena. What was the arena?
It was London O2 Arena.
O2 Arena, that's the one. London's O2 Arena, around Greenwich side. Absolutely fantastic evening. Boy, I think we just go straight into the main event. Leon Edwards versus Kamaru Usman, the trilogy, the rubber match. One apiece before that. Obviously, everybody saw the head kick that, you know, just resonated around the globe. You know them dry, the head kick scene around the world. Shout out, man. It was a head kick and everybody saw it. That's all they're trying to say. But yeah, that was Leon Edwards' win in the second fight. This was the third fight. Leon Edwards' hometown, essentially, down the road, hop, skip and a jump away. He's from Birmingham, obviously. And he fought in London. The crowd were electric.
Yeah.
The crowd was, rather, electric, yeah? It was insane. I did find it funny. I have to go to that point in there, but when Kamaru was like, London, they're my fans. They're my fans. London, they love me in London.
Looking forward to getting out in front of the London fans?
Yeah, you know, my
They'll
fans.
They'll be loud.
Yeah, I love it. These are my fans.
Your fans?
These are my fans.
I see.
Everybody keeps saying, oh, you're coming to enemy territory. I'm at home.
Yeah.
This is London.
Uh-huh.
This is my people here. They love me.
And then all you hear when he's talking is just like relentless booing.
You can't even hear him.
You can barely hear him. You're from London, bruv. You're not from London, bruv. They love London, bruv. That was too funny.
What are you saying, London? He was funny, man.
They don't give a shit about you. They care about London.
Wait.
They care about London. They care about London, bruv. They can understand me with my accent more than I can understand you.
It was, you know what? The accent isn't terrible. You know,
it's not that bad. I've heard Americans do worse than that.
Yeah, yeah.
That was actually decent.
It was all right still.
Top Boy's helping a lot of these guys.
Yeah, it's influencing a lot of people. But that was a joke thing because unfortunately the crowd were overwhelmingly, obviously, in Leon Edwards' side.
I don't think he expected that, though.
He didn't expect... I think he did expect it, but he will never tell you that's what he's expecting.
Yeah,
he will never tell you that's what he's expecting. He will never say, oh, you know, the crowd aren't really on my side because I'm on enemy territory. He's saying, I've done this all the time. You know?
No, I don't think he actually... Do you reckon they really...
Maybe the popularity...
Because he genuinely believed that he was like, they're only cheering for London and Birmingham and they're only cheering for England. They're not cheering for Leon. I was like...
All you hear is, headshot dead, headshot dead.
That was jokes. Even if it's not getting under your skin... It's getting under your skin
100%
a
is getting under his skin. He's like, I'm aware of this, and I know that this is how it's going to be, but he can't help it.
But what do you expect? You're going to be someone. Yeah. No, I get that. Yeah, that's a good point. He wants to be the fan favorite. He loves it.
Yeah.
But what do you expect? You're going into someone, because it's like in every arc, you've got a villain. And
there
a hero,
you go. There yeah? you go.
And these two are both, but not really. Leon's definitely not a villain.
Neither of them are heels, innit?
Yeah, they're not heels at all. And, you know, but. If you're going into someone's hometown, you've got to expect to get absolutely grilled. And Kamaru,
he got
grilled. He got grilled. It was fun. It was fun to watch. But what else do you expect? London, England crowds are usually nuts.
They're
anyway.
Ruthless. They are ruthless.
Bro, I'll tell you what it is. It's the football influence on it. It's the football. It's the hooliganism. It's the. It's that feeling of, like, because we're used to it every week. We've got home and away games in football, and a lot of these guys, MMA isn't their first sport.
That's true.
In general. So when they come to one of these events, whether it's boxing, like when Ricky Hatton fought Floyd, Floyd was obviously the enemy anyway.
Yeah.
Regardless, in boxing, everywhere, he's the enemy. But Ricky Hatton is that come from nothing story, guy in
and
the pub.
And he's also like a fellow hooligan looking type guy.
Yeah, and he comes out, man, and the Manchester crowd on it. So same thing for Leon.
Crazy. But yeah, it was a very... very good fight. I don't know if everybody agrees with this. I know a lot of people saying it's quite boring. It was fixed. It was this. Nah. I don't believe any of that.
Where was it fixed?
Do you see what I mean? This is what I'm trying to say. I don't believe.
Oh, wait. Do you mean fixed as in
the outcome,
the result?
Yeah.
Or like the way they fought? As in no, the judges got paid off.
Not the way they thought. The way they fought. The actual outcome. The judges didn't get paid off. Listen, it was one of them ones where Leon Edwards come in with a new level of confidence. Yeah. But he's still aware of the fact that he was losing every round pretty much in the previous fights. Yes, of these two previous fights, so that's 10 rounds.
Three was the first one, I think. The first fight was three rounds.
Of course. Oh, yeah. So 8 rounds. Yeah. Sorry, thank you. Maybe 2 or 3 went in his favour.
I could only give him really one round.
One round of the second fight and one round of the first fight, maybe. Yeah. So of that time, he's really way behind on points if you collect them all together. So he's aware of that, but he's also got confidence, obviously. He's adamant that the problem he had last fight was the altitude. And all you have to do, and I keep saying this, all you have to do for proof of that theory is look at all the other fighters before them. Costa and Luke Rockhold could not move. By the end, like towards the end of their fight, they were just absolutely flat out. They were gone. So there was definitely something in the air, and that was air, wasn't in the air, basically. Did you get me? So it was a difficult one, but he knew what the issue was and he adapted, because now he's at sea level. So he could just, you know what I mean? Kamaru Usman came in wanting to make a statement, but also knowing that he can't depend on his striking only. But I think also aware of the fact that, rah, this guy, although it was a bit of a moment's lapse from me, he's taken me down. Yeah. So his wrestling can't be that bad. London is not, the UK is not known for wrestling. But he took me down. Do you get me?
Yeah.
He's also thinking, okay, I have to take him down, but he's proven in the past that his wrestling defense or defense isn't terrible. Yeah? That 30% quote, yeah, that everybody's repeating, that once you become champion, you become 30% better. I do want to say that was true. It manifested itself in this fight. But also, you must say there was a percentage decrease from Usman because of the confidence that was knocked after his head was knocked. Do you get me? Round one, Leon Edwards. I gave round two to Leon Edwards, but I think a lot of people disagreed with me. Yeah. Round three. So hold on, forget, let's not go round by round. Let's talk about what happened towards the make it what it was. Yeah. To reach the numbers that we reached. Okay. Leon Edwards, like, he did what he had to do to win. Okay. Bar getting a knockout. I'm not going to say he dominated, but he was controlling. He wasn't controlling the octagon. He had his back to the fence, right? But he was controlling the pace at times. But he did a couple cheeky moves and they all got caught. I didn't see the glove hook. Yeah. I didn't see that until they put a replay. And I was like, nah, he didn't. He just grabbed it. But we see it. We see he did that. Eye pokes unintentional. Nut shots are unintentional. You know, they're not intentional. You can't really, like, you'd have to be toe punting his knob for it to appear intentional. Do you get me? You just can't really do that. He was just keeping him low. He was trying to keep him low. He's targeting the legs, and we know that as well. He's targeting Usman's knees as well because of the weakness that we are now all made aware of. But then that third round, there was a point deducted. Yeah. And I do want to talk about that point deduction, because if Herb Dean didn't deduct the point, but let Usman carry on from that position, I think the fight could have gone very differently.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
It's a dominant position for Usman.
Okay.
He's got him against the cage. He's gone to take him down. He would have taken him down. Mm-hmm. If he wasn't holding on to the fence, he would have completely have just been taken down. Obviously, we've seen Leon gets back up. He gets back up again and again and again.
And that was going to be my point.
Yes, but what I'm saying is it could have massively changed it, because Usman is a wrestler. Usman could
Okay.
Likely, in you know, the game of probabilities, he has more chance of doing something with him there.
But
it's not just a dominant position, it's a far more dominant position.
Throughout that fight, whenever Leon was taken down,
yeah,
Kamaru didn't do anything.
Yeah, he didn't do anything. He just tried to tie him.
That makes me believe that even if he did get that position, instead of the point deduction, nothing would have happened. There was no output. The
thing
whatsoever.
Is, there's always like a whole, like, I can do that Doctor Strange thing and see 7 million different, you know, outcomes. The fact is, he got punished for for doing that, and he got a point taken away. And he arguably lost that round because of that. Again, I called it a 9-9, and one other judge agreed with me. Two didn't. Two get made a 10-8. So 2 points from that round. And he still got a 40. Well, it was the other guy that gave him 46, 48, but 48, 46. But just.
It makes sense. He didn't do anything to win the fight. He didn't do anywhere near enough to win the fight.
Yeah.
Really and truly. We're so used to. This is the thing. We're so used to seeing Kamaru Usman be so dominant. And in the close fights, and he's really only had in his last recent bouts, two close fights, and both against Colby Covington. Yeah. And that's just been a brawl.
Yep.
It's been a street fight, really. Yeah. It's been a street fight in a cage.
Yeah.
They haven't tried to wrestle. They haven't attempted submissions. They haven't tried to take each other down. They haven't tried to grapple with each other, or hasn't been any tactical battle in it. It's just been, let's get in there and see who's got the will to survive this and win. And Kamaru's dug deeper both times and got the victory. Mm-hmm. You could argue that Colby could have won one of them regardless. But bar that, apart from maybe a sticky few minutes against Gilbert Burns, he dominated Burns after that. Masvidal destroyed everyone else he's been in there with. Mm-hmm. He has dominated Tyron Woodley when he took the title. Absolutely dominant.
It's just been a dominant streak.
I don't think it is a lot of people will say, after a knockout like this, you can see a decrease or a downfall in a fighter.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that. I just think Leon was that much better. And I really do believe that the amount of time they've shared in the cage together benefited Leon far more than Kamaru.
Yes.
Just because I feel like in their first fight, both of them didn't know what to expect from each other.
Mm-hmm.
In the second fight, Kamaru was on this absolute dominant run and was doing exactly what he'd done against everyone else.
Yeah.
More of them dominated them up until the head kick.
Crazy.
I think that Teddy Atlas quote that everyone says 30% better when you become a champion is true. But I don't even think it's just that. I think it's more so the fact that Leon is that good. He just is very underappreciated. And I think styles make fights. And I think that style of Kamaru, it sounds crazy, but I feel like if you can weather his wrestling, if you're very good in the stand-up department, you can beat him. He's very vulnerable because he's not the fastest.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't move as good as anyone else
does. When he gets rocked, he does get rocked.
He gets hit. He does get hit a lot. He's just got a very good chin, which has seen him through these fights.
Yeah.
But he lacks head movement, you know, and he's not the quickest. His knees, obviously, as we all know now, are damaged. So he's never had really good footwork anyway.
Yeah.
He's a come forward fighter. He presses you, pressures you.
He's,
so I feel like if you can move, stick and move, and that's what Leon was doing. Leon was peppering with kicks. I really wanted to see more output with the hands from Leon, especially up top, but the game plan worked. The game plan was perfect to beat someone like Kamaru Usman.
Exactly.
You want to go and brawl with him? It's a risky game to play. We've seen it happen with a lot of people. Burns, we've seen it with Masvidal, we've seen it with Colby. You want to go straight grappling, he's very strong. Very strong. He can hold you down, tie you down, and maul you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he mixed it up really well, and his wrestling has improved so much.
His wrestling defense. Yeah. And the thing is, he did even say in his post-fight, I only had to do one main thing for my wrestling defense, and it's control one hand. Just don't let him get his,
lock his hands together.
Don't let him do that. And that's exactly what he did, and that's exactly all he needed to do. So again, just like with the previous fight, watching tape, and I say this all the time, watching your opponent, studying your opponent, and just looking at how you can just make one change. All you need to do is master one change that will massively affect them. So the first one was he's always susceptible to that kick or to a strike, you know, to the side of his head when he dips to duck something, right? Capitalize on that one. Then he said, okay, cool. So he's aware of that one now. Now I need to make a change into how I'm going to approach this. And also, when it comes to wrestling, I just need to make sure he does not clasp his hands. He does not, you know, get those grips in, basically, yeah? And if he doesn't do that, it's simple. I'm at an advantage because that is what he depends on. Take away what he depends on, and I don't have to be better than him at wrestling because he's not. He never will be. But his wrestling defense, he just mastered that one thing. He was just one step ahead in that particular sequence, if you like. Do you get it? Boy, I will say, to go off your point there, Leon Edwards is definitely underrated. Definitely underrated. And actually, he's not boring. A lot of people say he's boring. He's not boring. He just...
Personality or style in the ring?
No, personality. He's not particularly boring. He's cool. He's just a little bit more, you know, reserved. A tiny bit, but he's not... I've seen much more boring fighters. He's just... He gets his job done. You know what? He's done a lot of extra work.
I think he's... This will make him come out a bit more. 100%. You saw his personality shine a bit more in this fight.
Yeah, he's
grown in confidence. It's just been, it's one of those guys, you know, it's that typical case of that fight who's been in the dark for so long.
He was literally in the dark. There was no point.
No one spoke about him. No one rated him. Yeah. Every other of these top fighters really took the piss out of him. Yeah, didn't believe that he was good enough. Leon Scott. Who's Leon Scott? you know, Masvidal calling it, saying, who is he? I don't know who he is. Three piece and a can of soda. Stupid. You know? And then you got guys who are coming out of nowhere like Hamza and Rakhmonov and these guys who are getting quick pushes and people are talking about them like the big monsters. Yeah. And Leon's been like, I've been here for a long time and I've been ticking over. I've been knocking guys out. Yeah. I've been beating everybody you put in front of me.
He is next in line to say, put some respect on my name, which was Usman's bar.
But then again, I also understand why he didn't get that push. You have to put yourself in those situations.
He just got shafted left, right, and center. You know, he couldn't get, his fights got cancelled.
No, I'm not saying it's his fault.
It's not his fault, but I'm just saying that was why. How can I push someone that can't fight?
There's no point in me. So even that though, but you can stay relevant online.
He can stay relevant online. Yeah, that's true.
You got to do, you can't just, you know, sometimes when it's out of your control, I get it, but you got to put in a bit more work outside of the ring. You have to talk smack. You don't have to talk smack. Just be relevant.
Pepper your Twitter with, you know.
Yeah, yeah, put your tweets out when someone's fighting. Oh, yeah. I'll smoke him.
Yeah.
I'll do this, I'll do that, you know.
That's true.
One example, people really don't like him. And people find him corny, cheesy, annoying. But Bilal Muhammad, regardless of whether you like him or not, in the cage, out of the cage, whatever, he's starting to become very more relevant.
Yeah.
Because he is always just involved somehow. He's tweeting something.
Yeah, he involves himself.
And people find him annoying sometimes.
I do.
But
I am people.
He is trying to get himself out there.
Yeah.
And you can't fault a fighter in general, for trying to build their profile, because that's how you get the biggest fights.
100%.
That's how you 100% get paid.
I agree.
You have to do it.
Of course.
And I think Leon now eventually is slowly starting to come out of his shell, and he deserves it, man. He's a humble guy, come from hard beginnings, and I think it was a good performance. But what I wanted to say, before we started talking about personality and stuff, is I think you'd mentioned it a little bit, you touched on it, and when I think about it, it's true. In the post-fight, the guys were talking about if Kamaru was... No, I think they said it's Dana, if they asked him if Kamaru was gun-shy this fight. I don't think he was gun-shy. I think he realised pretty early on when his wrestling wasn't going the way he expected it to, and he wasn't as dominant as he would like to have been, I think he really second-guessed himself in that fight, because the output was... We're used to seeing Kamaru's output so high. We always talk about him and Colby being cardio monsters in that division. And the output wasn't there. It wasn't there at all. Did he look gun shy? A little bit at times. I feel like he could have exchanged in certain moments. And I feel like that head kick really played a huge factor on his mentality in that fight. Because there are moments when Kamaru just goes for it. There are a few moments in fights where he just lets go. And I feel he was very conscious about getting sent to the Shadow Realm again.
To the Shadow Realm.
You know?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, I feel like he could have done more. In my opinion, I feel like he could have done more.
He feels like he could have done more. He said, you know, I felt like I won the fight. But whatever, innit? That's what everybody says. You have to say that. There has to be a bit of...
Is this the end for him? Will he... Do you think remain
he's just
going to
be on a deadly decline? Well, I mean,
will he do a Tyron Woodley?
Quite likely. Quite likely. But
I think so.
Also, given his ethic, yeah? You know, and the way he does things, he will come back. He will try to come back. Will his body let him? At 35, he's not particularly old, but he's getting on. If you've got two bad knees and a bad back, you're not in a favorable position to come back. Do you get me?
You're already at a disadvantage.
He's not going to fight Edwards again. Not for five or six win streak. Yeah?
Really?
Do you know how many people are in line to fight?
I think five or six, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Like he's three, not going to fight for 2 years. Yeah, I don't think he's going to fight for the title for 2 years. Unless, let's just say this, yeah?
Realistically, yeah, I get what you're saying. No, because... Let's look at the landscape now. Let's discuss what's next. Leon Edwards will be fighting Colby Covington next. Dana White announced that in the post-fight press conference.
Leon does not want that. Actually, he doesn't want it. He said that's not going
to
happen.
I was going to ask you about this. This is a question I wanted to ask.
Let's get to that in a sec.
No, let's take it off quickly and then we'll come back to it. Do you think Leon doesn't want it because he's afraid of the style?
100%. 100%. 100%. Listen, Leon can say... Why is he calling the shots? I know. Masvidal's an easy fight. It's not a bigger draw. I'm sorry. It's a big draw. It's not a bigger draw than him and Colby.
You don't think so?
Colby is a superstar. People want to see him die or people want to see him win. Mm. Yeah, you know, they want to see him die or they want to see him kill somebody. So
see, for me, that's a tough one to think.
Masvidal's a huge
who's
draw.
A bigger fighter?
And this is a bigger storyline. This is an actual legit storyline, but it's not.
So you think it's a smokescreen? You think he's afraid of Colby?
I believe so. I'm not going to say afraid, but he wants to say, okay, let me just reign king a little bit longer.
It's a stylistically favourable matchup.
Yeah, 100%, 100%, 100%. It's definitely, styles make fights. You know, Usman and Covington fought twice, lost twice. Very close fights. Very, very close fights. You could say out of 10... It could be 50-50. Could be 50-50. But it could probably be 70-30 to, you know,
Kamaru.
To Kamaru. But what we have is 100% loss. So let's just assume it's 100% because that's what we've got as proof, right? Now, if you go him and Edwards, it's completely different. The pace that what's his name, is going to push, Colby Covington is going to push, the way he mixes things up, he's not afraid to use his wrestling and he does it, I don't want to say in a way better than Usman, but he does in the sense that he's more relentless with it.
I think he's more effective with it.
He's more effective and more relentless with it. Usman just imposes himself on you, yeah? What's his name? Has a flow in his wrestling, you know? The sequences, they flow and he knows where to go next and what and how he's going to keep trying. He's definitely a lot more, if this doesn't work, then the next step is this. If that doesn't work, then the next step is that, you know? It's like a gradual stage thing. But for Usman, it's like, this should work. It's going to work. It works all the time.
Yeah. I get what you mean. I understand that.
I'll try it again. Because it didn't work that time. I'll try it again. Yeah. You know?
Eventually it does.
Eventually it does. It's just he didn't have enough rounds. You know? He didn't have another few more.
30 rounds, yeah.
So it's definitely a difficult hurdle for Leon to overcome is Colby Covington.
You genuinely believe that that's just an excuse for him to say that Colby doesn't deserve it right now?
But he also doesn't. But he does. Does it make sense? Like... Yeah. He is undoubtedly better than everybody else in the top 10. Yeah?
Yeah.
That we know of. Like, again, like the relevant names. We're not talking about
Hamzat and
Shavkat, exactly. Yeah. We're not talking about these guys. We're talking about the guys that have already been in you know, fought for the title.
Okay. Fair enough. Does Bilal Muhammad deserve the chance over Colby Covington at the moment? Undefeated in 4 years.
I know, but is he... Remember the name? Why has he called himself that? Because it's difficult to remember that name. Because I know you're saying he's relevant, but he's actually irrelevant. The last guy he fought,
Sean Brady.
Yeah, I know. What I'm saying is the last person he fought, who was Sean Brady, was lower ranked. It was a good fight, but he was like
But okay,
it was not easy. Not easy,
I understand that. But then someone who hasn't fought in 2 years or a year and a bit, where do you find the balance? But
look
then?
At the fights he's had. Look at the fights.
Listen, as big as Colby is, he's not Conor McGregor. He's not. McGregor can walk into a title fight.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if he's been up for 10 years. McGregor could walk into any fight because he's McGregor.
Yeah.
Colby is not that big of a draw. I'm sorry, but he's not. He's not that huge. He's not.
I think you're right. But do you know what it is? He's got skill and ability that match.
I get it. No, I understand.
Masvidal has, not skill and ability. Skill and saleability.
Yeah.
You know, as in like, he's a draw.
Yeah, I get it. Okay? The marketability.
Your marketability. But Masvidal has marketability, but the match, the skills don't match. They don't match.
Mm.
So
okay, but then Bilal has the skills, but he doesn't have the marketability.
Exactly. So this is why it should be him. It should be Colby Covington because he's the closest to perfection,
next,
if you like.
Next, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'd rather see it. I'm not saying I'd rather see it.
Exactly. As far as this is what we would rather see.
What are we doing? Are we being what's the word when you're fair?
Fair.
What's the word when there's no bias in it?
Neutral.
Impartial. Are we being impartial right now and we're going to call it as it is based on performances and what we've seen recently, or are we going to do it based on
it's never based on what we've seen recently.
What are we doing?
It's never been, okay, so
who are we? What am I even asking? Who are we?
You're a fan. I'm a fanboy. You want to see this.
I'm a fanboy. So it's confusing.
If the UFC want to
have do a triple threat?
If the UFC want to have a little bit of mercy on Leon, give him a bit of a break. Definitely give him Masvidal. I'm not taking a mick out of Masvidal. But it's an easy fight.
But if Masvidal's not even going to get past Burns.
It's true. So then what? So what's the point in him fighting for the title then?
Who?
Masvidal.
He's not going to get Burns.
So why is Leon Edwards talking about him? Leon Edwards.
Because you know why? You said it. It's because it's an easier fight.
Okay, so you can't.
It's got backstory. Yeah, Masvidal's huge name, so it'll draw a lot of attention. He'll get paid for it.
Do you reckon he'll
piece him up.
Is he as big a draw? Because I used to like seeing Masvidal.
No, not anymore. I have no interest. No one cares.
Yeah, he's like McGregor in the sense that
even McGregor's lost it for me.
Yeah, well, exactly.
But it's still McGregor. It's still Masvidal. When he does tune in, you're gonna watch
McGregor
it.
McGregor aren't the same.
No, they're not. They're nowhere near on the same level, guys. I'm not saying that at all. Yeah. I know they're completely different scale.
Yeah.
But when it comes closer to that Masvidal fight and he starts talking, he starts getting involved, we're gonna get drawn to it.
Fair enough.
Because regardless of it, he's still exciting fighter.
When is that fight? It's not far.
I think it's in 2 weeks.
Oh, it is, yeah, something like that.
Co-main event to Pereira Adesanya too, right?
Yes, bro, that's around the corner.
Yeah, so that is all. Anyway, Bilal's fighting Shavkat, so they've already sacrificed him.
It's true. If he gets through Shavkat, then wow. Or at least
Dana got his Corbani meat ready. Sad though, he's man. He got fed to the
slaughter,
100%. That's so sad, man. Because I was watching comments online.
Let's just say he gets through that one.
But if he, then he has to. If Bilal Muhammad beats Shavkat Rakhmonov,
then his next fight should be for the title.
He has to fight for
the
title.
This is why I'm saying that Usman is going to wait 5 or 6 fights.
Do you know what I think is going to happen? This is how I see the landscape panning out. I see these fights happening. And tell me if I'm being absolutely crazy, but I think this is exactly what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I feel Leon Edwards will fight Colby Covington, Bilal Muhammad will fight Shavkat Rakhmonov, and I feel Kamaru Usman will fight Khamzat Chimaev.
Wow.
This is what I think is going to happen because I feel like they've run their race with Kamaru.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're going to turn him into a gatekeeper. That's up to him.
That is up to
him. If he wants to take that route. If he's the beast,
yeah,
and he comes back and he destroys Khamzat, bro, you could put him straight into a title fight again.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I feel like in their head they're probably thinking 35, come to the end of his career, mad winning streak, done it, boom. He's sort of dying down now. Let's feed him to the lamb. To the wolf. Yeah. Same thing with Bilal. But Bilal's not finished. But it's just I think everyone just finds him annoying.
This is where he becomes
I think they're just gonna.
Yeah, no, it's either that or this is where he comes out.
Yeah.
You know, this is.
But I feel like Dana's like, Shavkat, please just deal with him. I can't
just finish him.
Why does everyone hate Bilal Muhammad?
Because he's annoying, bruv. He's annoying.
He's not annoying, man. He's mesquite, but what has he done wrong? He wins fight. His style was a bit.
It's not even about his style, but his persona, bruv. His demeanor is whack. I'm sorry, man. I would love to rate him a bit more, but
what is he like, John Cena or something?
I don't even know about John Cena. What's he like?
I don't know. Just very cheesy and
Yeah, a little bit cheesy. He's confident, but his confidence just comes across as cockiness because what have you got to show for it? No one cares about him. He's like the guy that's got all this. You know, like when you got a yo-yo, like you know when bare people had yo-yos, isn't it? Did you ever have a yo-yo?
I had a yo-yo. Okay, I had loads of yo-yos.
And there's just a kid over there with the maddest skills. No one gives a damn because he's just a nerd. That's exactly it. He's just a nerd. No one really likes him that much.
Yeah.
But he's pretty damn good at what he does. But he's just there doing rocking the baby or whatever.
What about the girls that like yo-yos? What about the girls that like yo-yos?
No, everyone's got yo-yos. That's what I'm trying to say.
But what about that girl who doesn't have a yo-yo?
Are you talking about, Bav?
I don't know. I'm just trying to give him some credit.
No,
bro.
But what I'm trying to say is he's just a room full of yo-yoists. But he's good, but yeah. No one cares about him.
I get
he's
it. Too I get quiet. It.
It's not relevant enough.
I don't want to see him fight for the title.
What that story is that I just created, but in my head, it makes perfect sense.
No, I get it.
Why yo-yos, though?
I don't know. Where did that come from? Weird. Is that Beyblade? You said Beyblade or something.
Beyblade? Yeah. I've never played that in my life, bro.
Neither have I.
You definitely got the whole arena. I had it, yeah. Bowl.
Let it rip. I used to love it.
Oh, my God.
But listen, yeah. Into the bowl.
Now add some ungreens to the bowl.
What were we saying? So Bilal, okay, fine. Let's get Bilal out of it. But yeah, that's the landscape. Sorry, that's the landscape in my eyes. I think that's what's gonna happen. You obviously got Gilbert and Masvidal.
Bad, yeah.
If Gilbert beats Masvidal, do you put Gilbert next? After Colby.
After Colby. Yeah, it makes sense. Like
okay,
chronologically, it also makes sense.
Let's go again, Doctor Strange. Let's get all the scenarios. All right, Leon, Colby next.
Yep.
Yeah, whoever wins that doesn't matter. They'll be champion. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Colby. Say for example, Leon wins.
Yeah.
Just an example, because then if Colby wins, you got to do a rematch.
Yeah.
I don't want to put that scenario out there now. Just say Leon wins and he's champion.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Gilbert flatlands Masvidal, whatever.
Yeah.
Shavkat toys with Bilal.
Yeah.
Khamzat destroys Kamaru.
Wow.
You've got those three.
Yeah. Who's next?
Who's next?
It's not going to be Burns, unfortunately. If you've got those three. Yeah, it's gonna have to be Khamzat.
Yeah, I think so.
It's gonna have to be Khamzat because so. It's not fair.
I think so.
It's just more like, well, firstly, you fought for the title a couple of times. Number one, number two, you're brilliant, but again, you're just the yo-yo in the corner. Like you're a bit boring.
Who?
We
Gilbert.
Yeah, as a persona, I'm talking as his person. You know. So definitely, it's gonna have to even Shavkat. Shavkat's he's got that mysterious kind of mystique about him, innit? But really and truly, a little bit boring. Yeah? Everyone wants to see kill everybody, smash everybody, Allahu Akbar. That's what they want to see. And that's next. You know, if he goes through...
He's inevitable.
If he goes through... Yeah, if he...
He hasn't got a fight yet.
Fight Usman. Yeah. If he fights Usman, again, you're going through your theoretical timeline, and he batters him, that's mad. That's mad. So is he... That's it. I don't know, but he's moving up to 185, bro. Khamzat's most likely going to be at 185.
Yeah, I'm just, I don't know, man.
It's mad. I just don't know. I feel sorry for him because whatever he's done with his path now, he's kind of messed up. Mm. It's all because he didn't make weight.
Yeah.
Has it been twice that he didn't make weight? Twice, isn't it?
I think it might have been twice.
This one.
I know he definitely in the last one he didn't.
This one.
And he rearranged the whole card because of him.
Crazy. I think he's going to stay at 185. I don't think he's even going to come. He can't come down to 170, but they want him to. So we'll see.
All right, let me ask you quick fire questions.
Go for it.
Edwards, Covington.
Covington. With chest. Not because it's an easy fight, because styles make fights, and that is a tough one for Leon. Because Colby Covington's striking is not as good as Leon's, not as fine-tuned, but he's relentless.
Okay.
But what, maybe we don't know that about Leon because he didn't really look tired in these five rounds. You know, if there's no altitude, maybe that's an issue.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
You missed the point of quick fire.
Sorry. Go for it. Thanks. Ask me another one. Thanks. Do you know what? I like to justify my answers. Okay, cool.
Just leave the mystique.
Go on then.
All right. Edwards, Covington.
Covington.
Edwards, Masvidal.
Edwards.
Burns, Covington.
Covington.
Khamzat, Covington.
Covington.
Mohammed.
The other person. Sorry. So who is it? Stephen Hawking.
Mohammed. Edwards 2.
I mean, Edwards too. Oh, Edwards.
Edwards Burns.
Edwards Burns. Oh my gosh. Edwards.
Okay.
Last two.
Yeah. Usman Chimaev.
When?
Usman Chimaev. Last one. Shavkat Rakhmonov, Khamzat Chimaev.
Mirror match, bro. That's a split decision. It's a split decision.
Draw.
Oh, do I have to say who it is?
I want you to, yeah.
Oh. Shavkat, man.
Really?
I'll tell you why Shavkat. Shavkat is...
Interesting.
There's not enough hype around him. And there's not... Are we doing quick fire now? We've ended it.
No, it's done now.
There's not much hype around him. There wasn't until recently, right? Chimaev's hype is kind of fizzling out.
Yeah. Fizzing out.
And so there's less pressure on him to perform. Mm. But Shavkat's always been consistent because there is no real hype around him.
Yeah, there's no pressure on him.
So that's why I justified that last one there.
Yeah. Fair enough. Guys, before we get on to the co-main event.
That was intense, man.
That was, my heart was pounding. Yeah, I don't know why. I was nervous saying the questions. Look, I'm always clammy anyway. You've
got spaghetti on your knees.
I've got spaghetti on my knees, guys. On them. And on that note, before we get into the co-main event, guys, just remember, we are the Sweet Science Podcast. We are on all the social medias. We're on TikTok, Instagram. Follow us. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Big red button will be just here. Hit the notification bell to make sure you're notified every time we post.
Yeah.
And yeah, comment, like, share it, subscribe. And you can also listen to us if you're not a visual learner. On
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the podcasts
in the world.
Just Google us.
Yeah, make sure you do that. And also,
We do appreciate it and it's helpful. Yeah. So even if you're not like, oh, you guys are the best, which we are, and you'd be foolish to say no, just do it because it's helpful.
Yeah, 100%. We're slowly picking up. We're noticing it.
And we appreciate it.
And we appreciate the support. Yeah. And also, if you're wondering why I'm wearing glasses again, sparring incident. This one was worse.
You're so vain. A little black eye scares him.
He's not
vain, but like conscious of how you're perceived. That a little black eye,
it's a bloody eye. I look like Rafael Fiziev.
Why are you turning Brazilian?
Rafael, he's half Brazilian, half everything. Kyrgyzstanian. Dagestani.
Oh, man. Speaking of Rafael Fiziev.
Yeah, let's go into the co-main event.
What a fight. Fight of the night. Obviously, it can't not be a fight of the night because.
You've got the highlight.
You've got the highlight. Gaethje and Rafael Fiziev Ataman. I don't know what it stands for. I don't know what it means. But they're both very, very, very exciting people. Very exciting fighters. There was a small chance it could be a bit boring, but there's no chance it can be boring. Again, do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I did think, you know, when you keep, you know, two positives make a negative. Mm. I was thinking, what? Two negatives make a positive. But anyway, I was thinking these two guys are going to.
They were just going to jinx
promise
it.
Promise so much and just do nothing.
Yeah, they're going to jinx it.
But they didn't. What a fight it was.
Crazy.
Justin Gaethje has once again proven why he's the highlight, why he is slow of speech, and why he struggles to produce the words he needs to be understood.
What are you talking about?
He is the CTE. He should change his name to Justin CTE Gaethje. Now, that's not a knock on him because we're entertained.
Yeah, we are.
But at the same time, is our entertainment worth... Your brain cells, sorry, I'm sliding back far. Is it worth your brain cells? And the answer is yes.
To be fair, it wasn't even that bad, this fight.
It wasn't.
Can I say something, though? One thing I've noticed about him, he always has fight of the night or a spectacular performance where he gets a fight bonus, yeah?
Yeah.
He never looks like he's been in a fight.
It's true. I don't know what he's made of. Leather. But his face doesn't...
He's got no bruises, yeah. No cuts. Yeah. I don't see anything and on his face.
Generally speaking, the paler you are, the more these things are apparent. Like, yeah. You get me? But he just...
And he takes licks.
He takes licks.
I don't understand. I feel like he's just full of like he's just a human aqua bag. He's
human aqua bag. Just takes licks and just doesn't show. They just absorb everything.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Because at least on a punching bag, you can dent it.
And you can aqua move bag, the bag around. You aqua bag, you lick it, just absorbs the vibrations and boom.
Back it's to crazy. Normal.
Barely moves.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's he's true. Like that.
What a fight. Fight of the night again. Justin Gaethje won that fight.
By majority decision.
By a majority decision. I would say it was 2-1. 2-1's a very fair thing. It was 2-2.
One had it a draw, right? Is that why it was majority?
I can't remember.
Yeah, one judge had it a draw. That's why it was majority. And then two had it for Gaethje.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I can't remember.
Because then split is 2-1. Majority is okay.
Yes. Bum, bum. It was a fight, man. Rafael Fiziev is serious. He's a contender, man. He's really coming for
it. Only his 14th MMA fight. Correct me if I'm wrong. Somewhere around there. 12 to 15. I'm going to put it in that because...
Yeah, it's in the bracket.
He's in that bracket. He's very early on in his mixed martial arts career. Yeah, and yeah, for someone to do that against a high-level elite fighter in Justin Gaethje, Justin Gaethje, who can do everything, that's what I was meant to say, only shows signs of promise. Only can benefit you. It's better he took this loss now, learns from it, comes back and gets better. Because I do think he was drinking a bit of his own Kool-Aid.
He was drinking a bit of his own Kool-Aid. But I think, again, that was potentially a bit of a facade. And he knew he was going to get...
I do get that as well.
He knew he was going to go through hell.
100%.
And I respect... One thing I do respect about him is his willingness to do that. He did trade. He did hang and bang. And, you know, he did do what he wanted to do. He just couldn't pull it off, unfortunately. Justin Gaethje was just that much better than him. And
it was just the class. It was just a bit more experienced, a bit more smart in there. Has the better IQ. Because Fiziev, when he's throwing those punches, he's a Muay Thai fighter. Yeah. He's a Muay Thai fighter. You know his hands are going to be his weapons, his hands and his kicks. Yep. And when he was throwing combinations, boy, they look beautiful. He's so quick.
Some beautiful ones, but so did Gaethje.
Yeah. No, they both did. So did Gaethje. I'm just saying, Fiziev is so fast, man. He is. So quick, rapid. Bah, 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 bah. And they hit you. They both hit hard. Mm-hmm. But Gaethje is that just, he's more experienced. He's more well-rounded. And I just feel like being in those types of fights, he knows how to deal with the adversity.
It's mad because how do you deal with getting hit in the face?
I mean, you kept asking me as well, like, well, how does this guy keep doing it?
Yeah, yeah. No, but we know how. His brain is being sacrificed. I'm not trying to mock him, but he, you know, got a knockdown, so you're going to shut the... Like, he is incredible, but at the cost of his health. We have to be serious. How old is he? 34 years old. By 40, he could struggle to produce words.
You think so? I don't think he's actually been affected by CTE. I think he just liked that naturally. No, I swear. There are interviews when I hear him talk and I'm like, well, he's very smart. Well, he's very well educated. He's got a degree. I mean, you don't have to be Einstein to have a degree now.
No, but again.
But compared to most fighters, they drop out in high school or secondary school and they don't have any sort of background in sort of any form of education. So the fact he's got one is brilliant. I don't think he's that bad. I think he's just naturally like that.
Just sounds like a
just a slow talking, relaxed.
Maybe. But I mean I just feel like I'm seeing, I put two and two together. You're getting punched in the face that much and you kind of enjoy it.
Yeah. It's definitely not good for you. 100%.
Or compromised.
But he has drastically improved.
Yeah.
His defense.
What a fight though, man. I think
Gaethje said he's got one run left in him.
One run left. Yeah, obviously he's one fight left. No, he's got one more run and that makes sense. And
can he beat Makhachev?
You can't beat Makhachev.
You say that, but
assuming Makhachev,
Volkov almost did.
Yeah, but that's not the same
a 145 fight.
Same level. It's not about the weight, man. It's not about the weight.
But if Volk was a 155 fighter, would he have beaten Makhachev?
See, we're doing ifs and buts again. Maybe.
That's all I can do.
But I don't think, bro, 5 kilos, bro. 10 pounds is 5 kilos. 5 kilos between elite fighters is not much. I know it's a game shit. Of millimeters. It's a game of, it's a shit. It's one shit, shit away from making weight. You get me?
But you say that though, but that's at the weigh-in.
I know.
What do they rehydrate at? I don't know what they rehydrate at. But forget it, we're talking about another fight. I'm just saying though, like, Makhachev, like Gaethje said, is beatable.
Of course.
He's been beaten.
Everybody's beatable. People thought Usman wasn't beatable till he got beaten twice.
Khabib. They asked him about Khabib and Makhachev, and he said, no, Khabib is different. He's like, he's different. He never lost. He didn't show any signs of vulnerability. The only Whereas thing Makhachev is, has been slept.
Yeah, but that's how, right at the beginning.
I know.
And it's just, it's not a nice way to start.
But then where does Gaethje go if Makhachev is still champion?
Well, he's going to go on a run and see. And if he can, if he gets in there, he gets in there. Even if he gets in there and
because
loses,
they are, they're going back.
Power out nicely.
They're going back to Abu Dhabi in October.
Yeah, he's not. I mean,
Makhachev is probably going to headline that card.
Yeah.
Gaethje Makhachev in that one?
I don't think so. I think
because you're going to do Dariush, Oliveira and May.
What a fight.
They could actually be ready for, the winner could be ready for October. May, June, July, September, so it's 4 months.
Yeah, definitely can.
I think it's early May as well, so you could go straight back into it. Ideally, I'd want to see Dariush win because I want to see a different fighter.
I do want to see Dariush. I do want to see a different fighter.
The only reason I want to see Dariush, I prefer Oliveira as a fighter. I like Oliveira. He's so fun to watch. I just don't want to see Oliveira and Makhachev again.
I do want to see it again.
Not now.
Not anytime.
I want to see a few more defenses, a few more fresh fighters getting in there. And they did it in Abu Dhabi last time, no? When he won the title off him.
I did it in Brazil. Nah. What?
Makhachev Oliveira, where was that?
It was in Brazil, bro.
Was it?
Was it no, it wasn't in Brazil. It was in Brazil, man. He came, did it in the old home. No, he didn't.
It was in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, it was in Abu Dhabi. I'm getting confused.
Who was in Brazil? Now I'm getting confused.
He didn't even fight in Brazil.
Oliveira didn't fight in Brazil. Yeah, he went to watch it. Yeah, who was the main event in Brazil? Who's that? What the hell is that?
Who's the title, man?
Who's that?
Come on, man.
Jamal Hill and Glover Teixeira.
Yeah, was that not?
I don't think so.
Brav, what is going on?
Who's the main event in
Brazil? You got faster thumbs? UFC Brazil. I'm just going to have to do that. I don't even know which one it was.
I'm going to bang you in the head.
Do you know who it is?
I know, I can't think.
Yeah, well,
I'm going blank now.
Okay, boom. It was... What? Frank Shamrock? Oh, my gosh. 283. Hey, oh yeah, it was, man. It was Jamal Hill, Teixeira. Yeah, come on, man. And it was Moreno and Figueiredo as well. It was Teixeira, bruv.
You said it wasn't?
You look exactly like him. You look exactly. How can you just pitch put two people in there?
Glover Teixeira and Cyril Gane.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, guys. That was in Brazil, yeah. So that had nothing to do with Oliveira. It was in Abu Dhabi that he lost it.
So yeah, it would make sense.
Yeah.
Same place. Yeah.
Why not? Let him get, you know.
No, we could do it. Revenge. We could do it. I don't know if Oliveira beats him though.
I don't think he does. Nope. I think, to be honest, I want the Volk Islam fight again, but that's not happening.
So do I.
Next.
So do I. I want that. I want that a lot. I want that. I think it's a good fight. I think they should do it again.
I think they definitely must. Yeah,
makes sense.
We'll see. I mean, I don't know who's. Hopefully, we get an announcement soon on who he's actually going to fight. But, you know,
what about where does Fiziev go from here?
Fiziev needs to.
Would you put him in against Chandler?
No,
that's a good.
Even
fight.
Though he might batter him.
I think he would,
but he's.
But Chandler's fighting McGregor. Sorry.
Exactly. Firstly, he's fighting McGregor. Secondly,
ooh, let's do Gaethje Poirier. Makes sense. Winner of that gets the last title run.
Poirier. Okay.
Makes sense.
But why don't they both get title runs? I said, like, why don't they both?
Poirier and Makhachev next.
No, why don't they both build up an argument for them to be fighting for the championship? Neither of them have that championship fight next. Neither of them have the title fight next.
Does Poirier not?
No. Poirier? Nah, man, I don't think so. I don't think so. After
barring Chandler, okay, barring Benil Dariush and Charles Oliveira, you could argue that it has to be Poirier next.
Yeah, but you've just discounted two people.
Who?
Dariush and Oliveira.
No, I'm saying They're next. Oh, okay. I'm saying, barring them, get rid of them.
Yeah, of course. After that, because you've got rid of two people.
Poirier.
So you've got Poirier and you've got Gaethje. And actually, I think Gaethje probably deserves it more. But that's me being maybe leaning towards a fan of Gaethje more than a fan of Dustin Poirier. Because his wife's in my DM. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, come baby, we're going to go celebrate, baby.
Really? Red panty night. Red panty night.
Oh, man.
Don't say that around Poirier. Throw a bottle at you. What did he do to that guy when he was doing a parade? And he said,
he just ready to tuck him.
Tuck
bro.
Him in, yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, let us know in the comments who you want to see Gaethje fight next. Where does Fiziev go from here? Tell us your predictions on next week's fight. We're going to, not next week, in 2 weeks. It's close to the time. We'll do some breakdowns and we'll discuss it in some separate videos. That is obviously going to be Pereira Adesanya 2. Yeah, and let us know what you think about the 170-pound division. Where do we go from here? Gilbert Burns, Jorge Masvidal is coming up on the undercard of Pereira Adesanya 2. Where is Kamaru go next? What does he do? Who does he fight?
He needs to take a long break.
He needs a rest.
A long break.
He needs a rest. He does need a rest.
Sit in an ice bath for a week and then go on a long holiday.
He deserves it, man.
Just take some time off, chill with your daughter and come back and see if it's still in you. You know,
he's done everything he needed to do in the sport,
but it was ended so abruptly. He's not happy.
I know.
You get me?
I know.
He's not happy.
And then also let us know where Leon Edwards goes from here.
Leon Scott.
How does he do against Colby Covington? Wow. Should that be the fight that's next? Does Colby deserve it?
100%.
We've been the Sweet Science Podcast. This has been episode 63. I've been Cash with the K, not C.
I've been your boy Fat Man. It's been a pleasure. We shall see you again very, very soon. In the meantime, stay safe. Protect yourselves at all times.
And what we say, you must obey.
And what we say, you must obey. Hands are free. See you lot soon.
Hi, guys. It's Cash with a K, not C, from the Sweet Science Podcast. I'm moving around on the chair. Just wanted to say thank you for watching the video. If you liked, make sure to comment, like, subscribe. This is the channel. He's the man. We've been the Sweet Science Podcast.
Oh.